Track 15. David Clayton has had some challenging assignments in his time, including doorstepping people who did not really want to talk to journalists. Here he is to tell us more.
You might have heard of the word doorstepping in relation to interviews on the television and radio and newspapers. What doorstepping is turning up to interview somebody or surprising them because you haven't booked an interview with them, but you need it. Now, that could be because you haven't been able to get hold of them, could be because they're a bit slippery and didn't want to be interviewed. Anyway, it's often used. You see politicians being doorstepped, in inverted commas, as they walk down the streets of Westminster when the interviewee hasn't been able to get hold of them through normal channels. That's doorstepping, and I've done it a few times. Now, the first time was when I was in Liverpool. We were making a series about film and television locations, so I went to where they made the series Bread, and that was a street in Dingle in Liverpool. And one of the stories we wanted was, okay, it's fun to be in a TV location, but how inconvenient is it when the crew shout action and you have to stop everything, you can't get out of your house? So I knocked on a door, just a random door, up the street from where they actually used the house in Bread, and a Liverpudlian man obviously came to the door and in a Scouse accent said, and I can't do a Scouse accent, by the way, he said, "What do you want?" I said, "Oh, hello, I'm from the BBC. I just wondered, you know, what it was like being where they filmed Bread." "Oh, it's all right," he said. I said, "And what do they pay you for the inconvenience?" And then he said, in a broad Liverpudlian accent, well, for me to go away. The second word was off. I'll leave the rest to your imagination. So that didn't work. The next time I did it was I was sent by my producer to interview some pools winners in Northamptonshire. What we knew about them was they'd won over £1 million, ordinary folk in an ordinary house in the outskirts of Northampton, and they had been hounded by the press and television and all that sort of thing for interviews, and they didn't really like doing them. I didn't know that. I was just sent to do them. We couldn't ring them up because we didn't have a number, and I was given the address, and I knocked on the door, and they came to the door, and as soon as they saw my microphone and tape recorder, they went, "Oh no, not again." And basically we're about to shut the door, and I just looked at them and I said, "Oh, I'm ever so sorry to bother you. I didn't know. I'm sorry you don't want to be done." I said, "Oh, I've come a long way, but you know, I'll tell my producer." And I sort of did a bit of a hard luck story, and eventually they sort of took pity on me and said, "Oh well, come in." And I spent 2 hours with them, and they told me their whole story, and it was wonderful, and I wished them luck with their £1 million. The third doorstep wasn't actually on a doorstep. Paul McCartney, of Beatles fame, was coming to talk at the University of East Anglia about a book he just released of his song lyrics, and some poetry as well. And he was doing a talk, and I fortunately had a relative who worked in that particular area of the university, and he said, "Look, the press aren't allowed in, but why don't you come in and you can stand near my office, and Paul's got a meeting with the relatives, he's got relatives in Norfolk, he's got a meeting in the room next to my office after the lecture." So I did, I went in and I stood there with a little crowd of people, and a man standing just over to the right of me saw the microphone. He said, "Hello, who are you?" "Oh," I said, "I'm from BBC Radio Norfolk," introduced myself. And he said, "Right." He said, "Paul will come out of there in 15 minutes. You can ask him 3 questions. I'll tap you on the shoulder when to stop." Turns out it was Paul's minder or press agent or whatever. So, you know, the great Paul McCartney comes out the door. He sees my microphone and I start chatting to him. He comes up to me quite happily. And I asked a question about George Harrison, who at the time was very poorly and subsequently died, and asked a couple more questions about the Beatles playing in Norwich, that sort of thing. I went for the 4th question and felt a tap on my shoulder from someone behind. Paul looked at me and said, "Thanks very much, mate," and off he walked. That was the doorstep to end all doorsteps. Paul McCartney from the Beatles.
Wow, doorstepping Paul McCartney. That was quite something.